say if you got your car stuck in the mud, you might ask somebody to get behind you and give you a
push.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody say anything like if they had to carry a real heavy suitcase a long distance? Have you ever heard them say anything besides carry?
Oh, this is heavy. I'm having to tote this thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or say if a woman was in the kitchen and she was cooking and there are a lot of kids came in the kitchen, she might tell them, now, that stove's hot, so...
Is it bite you or burn you? I had a cousin. He had a boy and he was mischievous, and my cousin was had a fireplace in his house and didn't want to go by, so he put a plow in the fireplace. The heat is going to sharp a bit. And he says, "Teeny son," says, "don't bother that, that'll bite you." And Jim walked outside again. The boy grabbed that thing and burned his fingers. From then on, anytime they'd say, "That'll bite you," boy, he knew it.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a little chicken that raised a pet. He's over at the house one day. The chicken run to him, and he thought that chicken was going to bite him, you know. And he would come running and says, "Chicky bite, chicky bite, chicky bite."
What about if you wanted a knife and you were going to send somebody for it, you might tell them, "Well, now go me that knife. Go
fetch it, or that is, or buy it, or what I mean. If it just go bring it to him, you say, 'Go fetch me the knife.'"
Have you ever seen children playing these games, you know, like where they chase each other?
Oh, yeah.
And there's usually a place that they can run to where they'll be safe. What do they call that place?
That's the base. Some people call it the pig pen. It's just different locations, different communities have different names for that. But most times they say, "Well, he's got inside of his base, you can't bother him."
Well, what about, say, if we were going to town, I might say, "Well, now, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you at a certain place."
Mm-hmm. Or say if you had a hired man and he was loafing, you know, he was goofing off, you might say, "Well, looks like I'm going to have to get..."
Well, I've had to happen to me.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's the same thing as a boy playing hooky going to school, you know, but he's playing off on you. He's ratting on you.
Mm-hmm. And if you have to dismiss him, you'd say you're going to have to get...
Fire him or discharge him.
Mm-hmm. Or
I've done the same thing to some.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if after you did that, he might come back and say, "Well, oh, why don't you just give me another...
raise or a job or give me another trial
or maybe another chance." If somebody's got a smile on his face and just a pleasant word for everybody, you say he sure seemed to be in a mighty good...
Well, I don't know, you'd say disposition or something like that. They're always got a good
have you ever heard people...
On his face, you know. I forget what I was going to say now, but anyway.
You ever heard people say something like, "Well, old so-and-so sure seems to be in good humor"?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes.
What about, say, if a boy left his best pen out on his desk, and when he got back, it was gone, he might say, "Well, looks like somebody..."
Stole it there. Hooked it.
Well, what about if you wanted to get in touch with a friend of yours and you didn't want to have to telephone him? You might just sit down and